Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A lot has changed in the world of business since the Great Recession. For example, there seems to be more price sensitivity among consumers than ever before. And if you are a salesperson, how do you respond to this, especially when you find out that your competitor's price is indeed lower than yours? Bill McCrary is founder and CEO of Sandler Training South Carolina, a Columbia-based professional services firm that specializes in leadership and sales force development. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Everybody would agree that a lot has changed since the Great Recession, but has it really changed selling that much?
Well, what's happened? You've got considerably less business with more people chasing that business, Mike. There's been a lot of consolidation and merger, and people have less time than they've ever had to speak to salespeople. Furthermore, technology has come into the equation in the last decade, and people can do a lot of inquiry on the internet. In fact, it's been indicated and proven out that almost 40% of the decision is sometimes made before they even contact a salesperson.
And so what kind of mistakes or challenges are you seeing now since these new developments?
Good question. I think that one of the biggest fallacies is that buyers are sometimes using that technology to their advantage. For instance, they're asking for reverse auctions and RFPs and RFQs, and many times salespeople are proposing before they even have a conversation to talk to the prospect. Now, if they don't have a conversation, it's impossible to add value and do an inquiry and try to sell them something that will actually benefit them.
So really, it almost sort of sounds like going back to the basics of selling. Number one, I've always thought was listen to what your customer says.
All too often, that skill is not mastered in the slightest. Salespeople are so intent on making their point and talking about their products and services, they do not involve prospects adequately in a consultative, collaborative conversation about wants and needs with provocative questions that they aren't being asked by other salespeople. It helps them revisit areas of concern, possibility, cost savings, and risk reduction.
So how does a company find a salesperson that will know how to sell? How do you identify one of these people?
It's an interesting topic. Harvard Business Review released some findings a couple of years ago where they talked about the psychology of salespeople that have to be effective in this day. They coined the term challenger. They said the salesperson of today, in order to be effective, cannot be the relationship builder, believe it or not, because people don't have time for that conversation. They don't have time to make friends. And they want somebody to challenge their point of view and challenge what they're doing and help them see things in a different light, particularly those business owners who are making the purchase. So to hire salespeople that have that frame of mind, that have the ability to be more direct.
So let's assume we've hired some salespeople now. We're ready to put them out on the floor, onto the phones, out in the world. How would you recommend that these salespeople be managed?
That's another issue altogether, is that things have changed so dramatically over the course of the decade that other data showing that more than half the time, sales managers are not effective at increasing sales. They become helpers, in some cases enablers, where they're helping to close the sale. Or, worse yet, Mike, they put pressure on managing sales rather than managing the sales metric. That just puts pressure on salespeople. A better point of view is to help these salespeople develop a plan and the metrics involved, that if they'll do the metrics, they'll be successful. Number of calls, number of visits, number of conversations, number of new meetings. Those are the leading indicators that drive sales performance.
So we're not talking quotas here.
Quotas on metrics, quotas on numbers. And of course, there should be a year-end quota where a salesperson knows what they're accountable to and what they'll be expected to do.
Okay, and so let's talk about probably, I guess, maybe the number one topic now for salespeople these days is finding the key decision maker when they're out there looking to make a sale, making sure they're talking to the right person. That's still pretty important, isn't it?
It's absolutely essential. In this economy, the mid-level person has lost their ability to spend money. In fact, what salespeople should be selling is something strategic in nature. And strategic means that those people with P&L responsibility are looking for a certain outcome. The best salespeople need to get to those people, have a provocative challenger type of conversation that helps them see things from a totally different point of view, a point of view so different from any competitor that their belief system changes, they want to meet with you, they want to explore what you have, and they're more likely to buy accordingly.
Bill, Great information. Thanks for stopping in the studio today.
You bet. Thank you, Mike.
Bill McCrary is founder and CEO of Sandler Training South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.